Reading. When seeing a 19-year-old girl's ribs poking out above her tiny waist, her modeling agent said to her, "You are still too big to be a model. You should go home and eat no carbs." As a teenage schoolgirl living in Australia, Meg lost 20 kilograms to pursue her dream to become a catwalk and photographic model and dropped down to a size 6 to 8. She weighed just 56.5 kilograms. It gave her a body mass index, BMI, of 17.6 for her 179 centimeter height, well below the healthy BMI range of 20 to 25. Meg said, "I was anorexic from the age of 16. I would eat carrots and celery for dinner. I had social anxiety because I could never eat out with my friends. I was scared of gaining weight. I have 35-inch hips now, and to make my hips smaller, I will have to shave my bone." Lots of girls look up to these ultra-thin models they see in magazines and on the catwalks, and so they are doing what agencies tell them to do and eating what they tell them to eat. Meg thought, "It's wrong. No one wants to see girls wearing an outfit that is too big for them and with their bones poking out." Meg decided to quit modeling when she went to see her agent. He said, "Your hips and your legs are still too big, and you need to get leaner. Call me when you have lost weight." Meg answered, "No way, I can't get any skinnier." Now Meg always answers to girls who ask her what they should eat, "You eat whole foods. You can have all the carbs you should avoid, such as fruits, vegetables, potatoes, rice, and pasta. It's sustainable in the long term."